Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in on the HRMP listener line, you can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour. Pretty good stuff. A lot of tournament. A little football. Everybody wants some football. And
I love football.
Yeah, well, it's Texas. If you don't like football here.
I mean, I like football too, so.
Yeah, works out. We were talking about the Falcons and 8-3-2. How is 11-5 damn near perfect? They were in the playoffs. They raised their game in the playoffs. They were playing better than anybody in the playoffs, including the Patriots for most of the game. And I don't think anybody else was beating that team.
The way they played in the NFC playoffs, nobody was beating them.
No.
And we kind of said from the go, if the Falcons play their best, they're the best team in the NFC. And they played at their best for almost the entire playoffs.
Yeah, for 11 quarters, they played their best. So, yeah, and that's the thing. In the playoffs, you have to raise your game, and the good teams do that. And they were able to do that this year, and it got them a long way. Got them so far that they probably should have won the damn Super Bowl, but they didn't. Somebody asking, what's the code for my bookie? It's promo code FRED. You can also go to the website and sign up through HoustonSportsAndStuff.com if you want. We got them all set up for you. And if you do that, I will give you a hockey play. Probably tomorrow. Actually, this is where I kind of get to where I'll start betting a little bit of hockey, because now there's some games that are really important for the playoff race. And there's some trends that happen to pop up. So I'll have a few here and there. I think I'm 3-1 this weekend.
All right.
So 713-780 ESPN. Okay, so we were talking about the whole Romo thing earlier, and I teased this the first hour. The Fox Sports did basically a rundown of what would be a better fit for Tony Romo.
Okay.
They picked several categories, and I'm going to throw them at you, and you tell me which team they think has the better one.
All right.
Starting with offensive line.
God, this is kind of a weakness for both.
Yeah.
Especially relative to what Tony Romo's had.
Right. I mean, that's the most important thing. Neither one of these lines are what he's used to.
I would say, Broncos slight edge.
They give edge Texans. Broncos gave up 40 sacks last year and lost Russell Okung.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about Russell Okung.
Yeah, and the Texans
gone.
Still have – they only allowed 32 sacks, which, considering, not bad, 12th in the league. So they still need an upgrade there, but offensive line edge goes to the Texans.
Okay.
Defense.
God, that's another – that's a tough one to call, but for different reasons, because they're both very good. I tend to lean Broncos just because I think they're better in the second.
And you would be correct, because the Texans are obviously very good. They're getting J.J. Watt back, but these guys are, taking off points for losing Bouye, which I'm not. But I said Denver's defense is elite, from the defensive line all the way back to its safeties and a cornerback. Of course, they've got a great trio there. So, yes, defense edge Broncos. Wide receivers.
That's Broncos easy.
See, I think it's Broncos easy. They have it as toss-up. They said the Broncos have savvy veterans in Demaryius Thomas, and Emmanuel Sanders, but Houston's core of young receivers includes DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller, and Braxton Miller.
Let's just stop at DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, because what has Will Fuller or Braxton Miller done? And DeAndre Hopkins wasn't good last year.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have taken both Broncos guys' performances last year over before you got to the first Texan?
Yeah, and
Emmanuel Sanders is a pretty established, solid number two receiver in this league.
Yeah,
so and not, none of those Texans guys have done anything to warrant being called an established number two.
They say the potential is greater in Houston, but Romo knows what he's getting in Denver. I agree with that. I don't think that one's close. I think they're wrong on that. Coaching staff.
Sure.
This is another one. This is like the offensive line of it version.
I mean, Denver's such an unknown.
New coach.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Would I like to assume he's better than Bill O'Brien? Yeah, but I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. That's one I would say toss-up.
They give it to the Texans, and they say Bill O'Brien will call plays for the Texans this season, which would be a good thing for Romo. He has a good understanding of Houston's offense and has a track record of getting the most out of quarterbacks, with the exception of Brock Osweiler, of course. That's that myth again about his track record. Fan base, which to me is meaningless, Broncos. But that's not close. Yeah, Broncos by a bunch, because they have a national brand. The Texans barely own Houston. How about running game?
That's Texans.
Yeah, Texans have that one. Location? Now, I prefer Denver, but...
Well, it depends on if you're paying taxes or not.
Right, right. And he's probably not smoking weed all the time. But they say Texans because it's closer to home, and it's not a huge move for his family. Front office.
Denver, easy.
Yeah.
They're a championship front office.
Path to the Super Bowl.
That's got to be Texans.
Yeah, it's Texans because...
I mean, you play in a horrible division. The AFC West is pretty tough.
Well, I think it's the division's getting better. It's nothing compared to the AFC West. The Chiefs aren't going anywhere.
Getting better is pretty relative.
Yeah.
I mean, getting better from what it was last year wouldn't take a lot.
The Colts, Jags, and Titans combined to win 20 games last year. The Chiefs, Chargers, and Raiders won 29, and that doesn't even include Denver at 9-7. So, yes, AFC South, much easier. And finally, his legacy. You'd be Broncos, right?
His legacy will be entrenched whether if he wins a Super Bowl at either place.
Right. Yeah.
And if he doesn't win a Super Bowl, his legacy is entrenched as a guy who was good enough to get close.
So the final tally of the 10 things that they went through, one tie, which I would give to the Broncos, 4 Broncos, 5 Texans. I would have scored it 6-4 Broncos.
Okay.
That's just me.
But they basically say it's a toss-up?
Yeah, but the Texans by...
Oh, they say the Texans are a better spot?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, for our sake, I hope it is the Texans, honestly. Because I don't want to deal with another year like the last... God, it's been like the last three,
well,
really.
I hope they get him. But I would still say, even if they do... Still 60% chance Tom Savage is your starter opening day, because you know what happens. He breaks, and then Savage will break, and then you'll be down to whoever you drafted. It's going to be the exact same thing that happened to the Cowboys last year, except it's not going to be – it won't be Dak Prescott. It'll be somebody named Kaiser or Mahomes.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. We'll be happy to take some phone calls. Hope you guys are – having a great Monday and adjusting to spring break being over and back to a normal routine.
As Mondays go. But we're finally getting into some weather that says, hey, kind of want to spend some time outside, out on the patio or the pool deck. And the guys who can help you get ready for that, Allied Outdoor Solutions, they can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. Troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. Twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If you've got a blank slate in the backyard, no problem. Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go with the big boy outdoor kitchen and patio cover, They can do it all. They can help you with residential and commercial projects. They can help you save money as well. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Give them a call, 713-465-0400, or stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or you can check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for that risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Baylor Bear Joe asked Cutler to the Texans, would it work? We've talked about that a little bit before. If you don't get Romo, I think that's the best option out there.
Do you think they're looking? They're like holding out and hoping that or you're looking at that as a backup plan?
Yeah, I bet you they are. They have to be, right? That's the best other option available. And
I mean, that's the only option that can be your week one starter. And even him, I don't know if it makes you a Super Bowl contender.
No, I don't think it does.
But with the team that they have, it at least makes you a legit threat. You know, because
if he could go through that one hot streak that he occasionally gets at the right time.
Because, I mean, the Texans made it to the playoffs with Brock Osweiler and Tom Savage and just nonsense. They can make it with Jay Cutler. And if Jay Cutler plays three good games in a row, which he's done before, I mean, I guess you could win a Super Bowl. The odds would be against him, but he gives you a much better shot than anyone available not named Tony Romo.
Yeah, I think he makes you a better team than what you are right now, but I don't think he makes you a Super Bowl contender.
Right. But he gives you the best quarterback you've had since good Matt Shaw.
Yeah, yeah. Jayoff 288, that's, I wouldn't draft Kaiser if I could use the Colts' seventh-round pick. Dude sucks. I'm sure Bob could fix him, though. I am not high on him at all. To me, that's a guy who... His upside is backup in the NFL. I am just not a fan of his. Let's go to the HR&P listener line and see what Orlando has to say.
What's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, sports, man.
All right. I disagree on a couple of things you guys just said up as far as like for comparing the Broncos and Texans. I would have to say the Broncos have made some pretty big acquisitions, fixing their offensive line, adding Ronald Leary and that right tackle from the Oakland Raiders. John Elway made it a number one priority to fix that offensive line.
Well, I mean, to be fair, and I said Broncos, so you're not really disagreeing with me.
But I also think subtracting Okung and adding Leary is a wash, and I don't like the tackle they signed. So. Here's one other thing I'd put in the Texans bracket. If you're a 37-year-old quarterback, wouldn't you rather play in a dome?
Yeah, than play in the weather, play in the snow.
Yeah, and not only that, it's not just that you have your home games in a dome. You've got Indies in a dome. Nashville's nice weather most of the time. Jacksonville's in Florida. You're getting a lot of games in good weather conditions. You're not getting that, you know, you're not going to be getting Kansas City in December in addition to your own home games. And yeah, that would be a factor too. Just from a selfish standpoint, I'd like to see him here. I just think it would make the season more interesting. I think we're all tired of 9-7, 9-7, 9-7, no quarterback play. It's boring.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch. Bad play calling. Bad quarterback play. I'd like to see it just for the circus it would create, because if you're going to be boring on the field, at least have a circus off the field. It would bring a circus. It would be entertaining. I'm down with it. 100%. Lamont asked a pretty good question. You really think the Broncos defense would be the same without Wade Phillips? Even with Wade, it was regressing. They did hire a defensive guy.
Yeah, they do, but they also just have better personnel, I feel like.
I think they're better at each level in terms of Like, I think their cornerbacks are better than the Texans. I think their safeties are better than the Texans. I think linebacker-wise, they're better than the Texans. And I think their line is probably equal.
Up front, yeah. I may even give the Texans an edge up front. Now that I mean, assuming that Watt comes back healthy and, you know, you've got you continue to see the Clowney that we saw this year. Because then you're talking about two dominant guys versus, I mean, really one dominant guy there in Denver.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah.
713-780-ESPN. So, yes, would you take Demaryius and Sanders over Hopkins and Fuller? Yeah, we talked about that. Absolutely. I'd much rather, if I'm a quarterback, I'd much rather be throwing to those guys.
I mean, I honestly, okay, let's say you average out what Hopkins has been in his career and you average out what Demaryius has been in his career. I think at the worst, it's a wash.
Yeah, I think Thomas has been
better. I'm just giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Emmanuel Sanders is better than anything the Texans have put out there. I mean, and it's not really close. I mean, Will Fuller literally had two good weeks. Braxton Miller, I mean, how many games did he play in? How is that a wash?
Yeah, does he have some upside? Absolutely. But when are we going to see it? Is it this year? Is it next year?
That's a really strange one to say. Yeah, that's a coin flip.
Yeah, not to me.
I don't get that one.
No, I don't either. But I think the interesting thing about it is those two teams make the most sense, but they both have their positives and negatives. And I think it just comes down to where the guy wants to go, when and if he ever gets cut.
Yeah.
Which I don't know when that's going to be. It is kind of weird that the Cowboys aren't really signing anybody and the Texans aren't really signing anybody. It just makes it really looks like somehow this is where they're going to go. Should the Texans have waited for Romo to be released before trading Brock with the thought now Jerry is waiting as long as he can so the Texans will trade? No, you got a chance to get rid of Brock, you get rid of Brock. That you make that
they
move.
They did the right thing.
And
honestly, the Cowboys weren't looking to make a move like that. And, you know, or is he talking about keeping Brock, like, to play?
Well.
Because that shouldn't have been an option.
No. It just said not, you know, holding off on trading him so that it doesn't look like they're desperate and then the Cowboys can hold him up for something.
Okay, me saying that the Texans looking like would have looked like fools if they went into next season with Brock Osweiler listed as QB1. Every other GM in the NFL thought the same thing. So I think if you've got a chance to move him, you move him. No one thinks suddenly the Texans have a big hole at quarterback that they didn't have before.
Yeah.
The hole was there.
The difference is you were able to clear that salary. And it's funny because I get, you know, a lot of texts about, oh, you guys said you hung up on people who were talking about the Texans trading for Tony Romo. As I recall, we hung up on people who were talking about trading J.J. Watt for Tony Romo. That's just dumb. But the reality is, at the time, there was no way they could make it work. Well, they also went out and made one of the most unprecedented trades in NFL history, something that's never happened, in order to clear that space. So guess what? Now it's a possibility. And that's the thing. Things change. I didn't think they were going to be able to get rid of Osweiler's contract like that.
Yeah.
I didn't think there was any way. 713-780-ESPN. Longhorn Dimitri asked, did they consider tight ends in the receivers category? They didn't really mention them. But, yeah, I don't know that that's much of an edge either place. I'm not crazy about either tight end group.
No. So. Although, I mean, the Texans turned around a little bit last year. I mean, before that, it was a damn nightmare.
Yeah. Well, C.J. Fedorowicz, for the first time, looked like an NFL player. Not a great NFL player, pretty much an average NFL player, but that's a huge step from where he's been throughout his career. And that's a good thing. Maybe he takes another step this year and gets to above average. That would be a big plus. But you're also counting on a lot of guys to improve on that offense, and that includes Fuller and Braxton Miller. You've got to get more out of them. 936. So I think another factor in the Broncos versus Texans debate with Romo being brittle, I'm sure he'd rather play in Houston than Denver weather-wise. We kind of hit on that. Plus, you're playing in a dome. just better conditions for a quarterback. 713, where do you see Brock ending up next season? I think once Brock is cut, I think it depends on what happens with Romo. I wouldn't be shocked if they brought him back to Denver as a backup.
Yeah.
On a, nobody's going to give him anything more than a veteran minimum.
No.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe the Browns keep him around. I don't know that I would.
I mean, it can't hurt, probably, given what they've got.
The one thing about the Browns, and I want to give them a lot of credit for this, they did a nice job rebuilding their offensive line this season.
And not to mention, they already have the best offensive lineman in football, probably.
Yeah, and they've added to that group, and that's how you start rebuilding, I think. And now with all these draft picks, that's where maybe, you know, they still got to get a quarterback. But I like what the Browns have done this offseason. I know it's a little weird, but I'm going to give them an A for the offseason. I really like when teams spend money on their offensive line.
Yeah. Although I won't give them an A because they let Terrell Pryor walk.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming they're going to be able to draft a bunch of receivers with all those
picks.
Yeah,
but that guy he looked like he was turning into an actual player.
Yeah, and he did.
On a team like that, when you got one, you hold on to him. So
I'm sure he didn't quite. I mean, I think with their approach, they probably looked at it as,
we're not close. We might as well not start spending a bunch of money right now on something that's not going to help us.
Right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, or text the show. You can do that.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Window World. And there are a ton of reasons why Window World has become the number one window company. And starts out with that lifetime warranty. They've got a higher quality product. They've got a low price that starts at just $189. But I think the best thing is, they're going to pay for themselves. It's almost like getting free windows, because when you think about all the electricity, the air conditioning that's floating out your window, especially as we get into these summer months, that's a lot of money that adds up. And these windows hold that air in, hold that energy in, and just save you money over the course of their lifetime. And you do have a lifetime warranty on them, guys, that includes glass breakage. So if a rock gets shot through a window, no big deal. They'll come out and replace it for free. For a free in-home estimate, call 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. Let them show you what they're about. Doors and siding are also available. Window World, simply the best for less.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 832 says, a lot of Texans fans have been saying that if we sign Romo, then it's not my Texans, which is beyond stupid. Yeah, you're stupid if you think that. You're being a really irrational fan. It's, you know, for one thing, your hatred of the Cowboys is silly, and the Cowboys fans in Houston's hatred of the Texans is equally silly. But not wanting a quarterback who might actually help you win because he was with the Cowboys, you need to check your fandom. So I just think that's dumb. Let's try Jason. What's up, Jason?
Guys, hey. So AJ, I called last week and asked you about the East bracket, specifically Wisconsin and Duke's path to the Sweet 16/Final Four. Well, since both Villanova and Duke are out, my sports question to you is it Wisconsin's bracket now? I mean, what are we looking at here? I mean, what's the path forward on the East? Because I'm filling out a Sweet 16 bracket, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I'm in a weird spot with that region. I will say, I think whoever wins the Florida Wisconsin game goes to the Final Four. I'll say that. But I mean, South Carolina, it's so hard to know what they are because they've played two home games, basically.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to happen. So And I don't trust Baylor. I'm in a real tough spot. Baylor, who, you know, honestly, they could probably count their lucky stars. They got out of that game against USC, who's not very good to begin with. If I had to rank the likelihood of them coming out of there, I'd go Florida, Wisconsin, Baylor, South Carolina.
Okay. 832 says Florida all day. They held Virginia to 39 points. Virginia kind of held themselves to 39 points.
Yeah.
That's what Virginia does.
Virginia, yeah, Florida's defense didn't hold them anywhere. That's Virginia basketball. They hope they can beat you 39-35.
On a sad note, Dwight Clark announced that he has ALS. That is just one of the worst diseases, man. I feel for the guy. And it's one of those, there's very few things you want to get diagnosed with because you have no chance. That one, you got no chance. And it's just kind of a shame. It really is. It's your sad news for the day.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And I'll be happy to take some phone calls as long as you're actually there when we go to you and not listening to us on the radio instead of there. All right. Are you a fan of ballpark food when they do different stuff?
Depends on the ballpark.
Well,
like I've gone to Safeco in Seattle a couple times and they've got clam strips and garlic parmesan fries. I'll eat that all day.
Well, we're going to be in Arizona, unfortunately.
Hot dogs? Nah.
Well, where do you hear about this one? The Diamondbacks are going to be selling a $25 chicken enchilada hot dog this season. This would make a pretty good food challenge for you.
How big is it?
Well, last year they did the mega dog. They cranked it up 18 inch long. Chicken
nice.
Enchilada hot dog.
Yeah, Jung.
So, it actually looks pretty good.
18-inch hot dog?
18-inch hot dog with chicken and enchilada stuff on it.
I mean, why couldn't it just be an enchilada?
Well,
why does it have to have a hot dog in it?
Because it's baseball.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't like hot dogs. Hot dogs are gross. I don't know why people pretend like that's like some great food item. It's not. It's horrible. Do you like hot dogs?
I like especially hot dogs. Like I go to Good Dog Houston. Those are really good. They're
different. What you're getting at a ballpark.
Though. No, that's not a ballpark hot dog. That's a gourmet hot dog.
I mean, like, because I like sausage. I'm not opposed to sausage, but I just don't want like some boiled hot dog thrown in a crappy bun. Who eats that?
People go to baseball games.
I guess. There's a lot of stuff.
318 says, I grew up in Shreveport as a Cowboys fan. I didn't know the Texans-Cowboys rivalry existed until I moved here. Seems like a one-sided rivalry from Texans fans. Unbiased, I do root for the Texans. Now, it actually is. It goes both ways. And Cowboys fans outside of Houston, they don't care about the Texans. But the ones here, they're just as... That they go after each other constantly. It's silly and pointless. But if people have fun doing it, be my guest. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, did you watch John Oliver this week? No, I haven't. I haven't been watching because every time I turn it on, it's something about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And
but you know what? That's what people are digging.
Everybody's ratings are up because of him. So.
Yeah. You know, Colbert is beating Jimmy Fallon. For like the first time ever, the last few weeks, because he does Trump every week. I mean, or every night. I find that interesting.
Yeah. Hey, that's what people want. It's not for me. I think the constant bashing is just a bit much. But hey, if it gets your ratings, go right ahead. All right. Man, you know what we didn't get to do the other day? We didn't get to do Gym of the Day. So I've got a Gym of the Day for you guys. I'm actually backed up a couple. I've got several good ones, so we'll mix it up. A lot of people saying, surprise, nobody's dropped an F-bomb after the two shows from last week. I kind of figured one of us might get dumped today.
We're professionals.
But, yeah, it's much easier to turn it off than you think.
I don't have a problem with doing it. I don't have a problem. I don't know. I don't have a problem turning it on and off like that. I do it in my regular life all the time.
Yeah, I do too. People who know me know that I talk like that all the time when I'm not on air. So, people wanting NIT picks. Are you actually looking at?
I'm on Illinois State tonight. So there you go.
Okay. Easy enough.
Yeah.
Is that the first one you tweeted out, or is it the only one?
I didn't tweet any out.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think anybody cared, but I'm on Illinois State tonight.
Okay. I'm gonna do the same then. So that's my strategy, as I take your top pick, and then I find a couple games I like and play them. And, you know, I'm not trying to make a ton of money off these things. I'm just liking rooting interests.
I actually kind of like Rice tonight, too.
Yeah?
-3.5. That's not even NIT, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're betting sub-NIT, you're a scumbag.
That's getting down to the, that's pretty bad. So, yes, were you off the air in a different time slot last week? No, we were just stream only for 3 hours, and it was a lot of fun. We were able to let it rip, but it's over with. Now we move on to a normal show. And you know who's on the line? I think your buddy Aubrey.
Oh, Aubrey Theodi from Dirt Free. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon. You having a little signal problem over there or what?
I don't know. Are we?
I don't know. I just heard you talking about it.
Oh, no. We weren't on the air last week because we were on stream only.
Yeah.
Because of the basketball hit the games.
Hit the wrong. Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you want to stream really good looking carpet cleaning, go to and learn a lot about technology in carpet cleaning. I mean, there hasn't been a push forward, you know, in this industry, and the forward pushing has been from here. Right here, yours truly. I mean, we created our own water because the water that you clean with out of the tap may have a little chlorine smell to it. You know that yourself when you get in the bathtub, or your pipes may not be clean. And then a lot of people are starting with that water to clean with. So it's scientifically proven that you'll mess that up. You got to put a lot of chemicals in it to just make up for the water quality. So we got a super water. It filters off and then goes through a process where it changes the structure. Our Kemperit pre-spot is amazing. You can wash your face with it, yet you put it on the concrete, and it will clean a spot on the concrete, let alone your carpets, tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, your wool rugs, friends, over marble, stone, over wood floors. We can clean them right there without picking them up. You know, you don't have to leave. We can bring in a special glider wand that we invented, has a temperature readout, clean the wool rugs for you right there in the house with specialty pre-spots. Dial 281 Dirt Free. Let's get those honeydew days put behind you. It's too pretty to have a honeydew day. And we'll take care of that for you. And three rooms, $100. But if you have tile, grout, wood floors, leather, air ducts, any kind of little remodeling job, we have a little remodeling division. If you need any of that done, we'll give you a free room of carpet cleaning and a $100 free speed dry to every caller. So three rooms, $100, a free room of carpet cleaning on the other services, and a $100 free speed dry on everything you purchase. So 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373.
All right.
So enjoy this beautiful evening, and hope the callers are having a good drive home, guys.
All right, Aubrey, we'll talk to you next week, bub.
Okay.
ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Let's rodeo, Houston. Florida Georgia Line is performing tonight. For just $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Florida Georgia Line. Also got the HD show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas coming up at 7 o'clock today. Can't wait for that. If If you're going to the rodeo, make sure you're listening to Fred and Henry on the way. All right. We have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Apparently, there is a character in Los Angeles who is on Tinder. Apparently a very attractive man. Sets up dates with women. Goes out on the dates with them.
Read this story.
Eats dinner. And then runs away.
Like goes to the bathroom?
Goes to the bathroom and then just disappears and sticks them with the tab. Now, part of me is kind of like, women do that all the time.
Yeah.
So, is this guy a hero or a bad guy?
That's a pretty dick move.
It is. It is. I'm going to go with bad guy, but...
I'm going to go bad guy.
Yeah, that's the most recent woman. The restaurant felt bad for her, so they comped her meal and just made her pay for his wine.
But jeez.
But, yeah, that's... And it's apparently he's done this several times. Getting a bunch of anti-Florida Georgia Line stuff. Yeah, everybody explained to us what they were in the first hour.
We can't control who plays at the rodeo, guys.
No. We play their music as part of that read to let you know who's there. So I'm sure some people are going tonight because they've been getting good crowds for this thing.
Yeah. Well, the fact that I heard a song and recognized it from Florida Georgia Line lets me know that they're a pretty popular group.
Yeah. Regardless, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I had a couple others, but that was my favorite because I couldn't quite put my finger on whether he's a bad guy or a good guy. The other one, kind of a rough week for California, was in Orange County. A woman went into a restaurant, and the waiter asked her for proof of residency.
What does that mean?
Said my sister and my friend were seated. Proof of residency, meaning proving that she's American. But at the St. Mark Pub Cafe and Bakery. Are you allowed to do that? I mean, I guess it's a restaurant and you ask whatever the hell you want. I have the choice to not go there.
I don't... it seems odd. Was she Hispanic or...
I'm guessing she's Hispanic, yes.
Okay.
So I need to make sure you're from here before I serve you.
Jeez.
Yeah. And sat at the table and asked us for proof of residency.
It's not very friendly. You probably don't get much of a tip after that.
Yeah, I would think not.
Do you provide proof of residency at that point, or do you leave the restaurant?
Depends on how hungry I am.
Right. Like, what if you waited, 45 minutes for a table?
Yeah, I probably...
Then you're like, okay, here's my proof of residency.
Yeah, her name is Diana Carrillo. So, says, where they were asked for proof of residency, she says, I love St. Mark. It's a great place. I've been many times, but that is unfortunate. He said, well, he probably meant to say ID, not residency. But when do they start asking for IDs at a restaurant? My buddy lawyer Dave says that's not legal.
Yeah, I would guess not.
Yeah. Here's the response. This very unfortunate incident has been handled internally through the termination of the employee at fault.
Oh, well.
We also contacted the guests and plan to donate 10% of this weekend's sales to the charity of her choice. In no way are the actions of this former employee representative of the St. Mark brand, nor are they reflective of the opinions of anyone else on our team, including executive management. We have always celebrated being part of the diverse Huntington Beach community, which means valuing all guests and treating every individual with respect.
All right.
So they did a good job of cleaning it up.
Yeah.
I guess you just had one bad dude there who was having a bad day.
It happens.
I need to make sure you're from here. Before you serve me a burger?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, what's the big deal?
Oh, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Coming up next hour, we didn't get to this last week, but some more leaks of naked celebrity photos.
Who is it?
I'll tell you next hour.
Oh, that's a radio tease.
That's one of those radio teases. Yeah, but there's some interesting names on there. Nothing that...
I saw one, like there was a big story about one this weekend, but I had no idea who she was, so I was just like, oh, well, whatever. It's like a pro wrestling lady.
Interesting.
Did you see that, John?
No. Oh. What was her name?
Bell or Bailey, something like that.
Yeah, you should know this, John.
Like current wrestler?
I think she's pretty current. No, Paige was her name.
Well, yeah, she's pretty big.
Okay.
Big and popular or big?
Big and popular.
Oh, okay.
I think, Fred, you might like her.
Okay.
She's too skinny for
me. Okay. She might be a little skinny, but.
Yeah, okay. She's too skinny for my taste. And I didn't even, I hadn't heard of her, and I didn't take time to look up her nudes, but,
Somebody suggested that you dine and dash after he does that. So somebody says if it's Rosie O'Donnell, I will be pissed. It's not Rosie O'Donnell. There's a couple names you guys will like. So 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. One more hour to go here on a Monday.
That's it, guys. And as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. You can do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from my good friends at Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can help beautify your backyard with the custom outdoor kitchen, a water feature or a fire feature. Or maybe you've just got a grayed out patio or a cracking pool deck or something like that. You want to make it look better. Carvestone overlay is the way to go. Carvestone gives you that superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's twice as strong as concrete. Now it stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. It's customized to your home and hand-carved. It looks great. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, Allied will build that from the ground up. Maybe you want a functional concrete patio or you want an outdoor kitchen and a patio cover. They can do it all. They can do it with residential and commercial projects, and they can save you money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They are certified ICIP installer since 2010. These guys are legit. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a Carvestone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.